Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, God's people. Today we'll be talking about forgiveness. You know, so often we get offended, you know, in our walk as Christians. Well, we must remember that Jesus came into the world for the forgiveness of our sins. We need to extend that love and the forgiveness to those that trespass against us. Amen. Today we're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. And the word of God reads, "And I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy to you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. For if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe. This punishment, which was inflicted by the majority, is insufficient for such a man, so that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him. For to this end, I also wrote, that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things. Now, whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For indeed, I have forgiven everything. I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to forgive those that offend us. We need to reaffirm our love. Amen. See, love is the greatest commandment. God has called us to love. So let's love people, even in the hardships and the situations where they come against us. We need to show the attributes of Christ by choosing to forgive. Amen, God's people. I know sometimes it's hard because we are in the flesh. We should be led in the spirit. Amen. So today, if perhaps you've been holding on to some resentment, perhaps some unforgiveness, just release it. Put it in God's hands and forgive those people that have come against you. Love them in Christ. Amen. And you know, we see here in the scripture, right? It says, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So let's remember this. Let's be cautious, because the enemy comes to separate. He comes to draw division, to draw strife. Amen. But we need to stand together on the front line in unity, in love, as ambassadors of Christ, forgiving one another, loving one another. Amen. This has been Chaplain Garza's Street Evangelist.